and got her idea approved by the city council, then put donation boxes around the city for the dog park. The park opened for the first time on Sunday after a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Last week, a public hearing was held regarding a number of proposed bills relating to Native American students and education. The bills would increase the classes students take on Native American history and culture, improve reporting of the progress of Native American students, and allow students to wear their tribal regalia for special events. Lisa Liggins, Oneida Nation Secretary, said, quote, "This change is meant to ensure that the protections afforded under the current law clearly provide for that tribal regalia." And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Attention.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations. Caught you listening again. We understand. But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lafayette. This is 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone. Where I hear the music,
thank you. Chippewa Valley weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with some light snow developing by late evening. We could get a half inch to an inch by tomorrow. 26 the high tomorrow. Flurries in the morning. Windy. Clearing in the afternoon with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Just the way the guys from the room halfway home in the parking lot by the look in her eyes.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Hot!
So take that look out of here. It doesn't fit you. Because it's happened doesn't mean you've been discarded.
CFW. 1057 CFW.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
CFW.
Why do I find it hard to write the next line? 1057 CFW.
The Valley's Fun Music. 1057 CFW is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A former high school teacher has been found guilty by a jury of inappropriately touching a student. 32-year-old Nicholas Bergeron, a former Osseo Fairchild High School teacher, was found guilty of second-degree sexual assault of a child in Trumbull County Court on Friday after being accused of inappropriately touching a 15-year-old student. The student also reported that other students witnessed some of the incidents and that Bergeron tried to get her phone number. The first public meeting of Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' Task Force on Workforce and Artificial Intelligence is scheduled today in Madison. The task force was created to investigate how artificial intelligence will affect Wisconsin workers and businesses and find the best way to integrate the new technology to benefit all parties. Last week, Governor Tony Evers announced the appointments of 30 members to the task force from various private and public backgrounds in the state. And that's what you need to know.